This is an immature podcast intended for a mature audience.
Your discretion is advised.
This is a new episode 15 of Ningron's Brownback Podcast Show, Rain.
Girl, blame it on the rain when you feel the pain.
It's a podcast about rain.
Enjoy.
Dinosaurs, energy, exercise, liberty, bugs, trucks, boats, whores, beer cults, art wars, alcohol, news, happiness, shoes, superheroes, respect, vampires, blues, samurai, skyscrapers, prophylactics, downtown haircuts, mathematics. Is it the comedy or news? Nobody knows. It's Nick and Garland's Brownback Podcast Show. Hey guys, welcome back to Nick and Garland's Brownback Podcast Show.
Welcome back, friends and family.
I'm Garland.
I'm Nick.
And this is our Brownback Podcast Show. Today, guys, I'm going to talk to y'all about rain.
Rain.
Rain. Have you, you guys have probably all experienced rain. Nick, tell us about what rain is. Falls from the sky. No, you don't got to look up a fucking definition. Fuck, you know.
Well, rain is... it
falls from the sky and it's got water in it, right?
That's all true. We've been getting a lot of it here in Georgia lately.
Yeah. Anyways, guys, so you know how it goes. We're going to go through basically everything we know and can think of about rain. So we're starting off where... you know, basically anybody who would start off who's going to be podcasting right next to their bro, we're going to start off with Rain Bros.
Rain Bros.
So, Nick, tell us a little about Rain Bros.
Well, mainly we're just going to have a little story time. The other day, this was Monday, it was raining. It was coming down pretty hard. And me and you, we went down.
You and I.
We went down to...
No, you can say me and you. I don't know. You know, it's just...
I got you.
Wasn't correcting you.
But it was incorrect. But regardless, we went down to the park, and we shot some hoops, and the rain started coming down, and we stayed out there, and we kept playing, and it turned into the end of a Ben Affleck movie. I'm not positive, but I really feel like something like that happened in the Basketball Diaries, and if not, it should have.
Are you sure you're not getting that confused with the scene from Chasing Amy? Where they're in the rain, he's like, I love you.
Oh my God, I think I am.
I love you.
I think I am. Okay, but see, I wish that scene from, I want to edit together a Basketball Diaries movie with that scene from Chasing Amy somehow in it.
Basically, you're saying yesterday we should have ended our basketball game by telling each other that we love each other. I love you, man. That basically is all we were missing, isn't it?
That is all we were missing.
God, that would have no.
We had intense moves, though.
Yeah, if you guys haven't played basketball in the rain, it basically makes the whole thing like a movie. It's incredible. Seeing the other person's body, you know, every single form, and as they move through and make the cuts. One thing that does kind of suck on that court is the puddles.
Oh yeah, there were lakes everywhere.
Little puddles, but I guess it didn't suck the other day. It sucked today. The puddles sucked today.
Well, they were mud
the day
today.
After rain, yeah. Right. Because then there's a mud puddle and there's just puddles that get your ball wet and then your hands are wet. You know,
dirty.
Fucking rain. Anyways, what would be some other fun things that you think to do as bros in the rain, Rain Bros?
Okay, so if you're just broing out with your buddy and it's raining,
frisbee, right? I mean, oh God, frisbee might be difficult. Would the frisbee get off track?
Well, everything's a little bit more difficult in the rain, but that doesn't necessarily mean that you shouldn't do it.
Going and watching football games or going and watching any sporting event that occurs in the rain, I think that's pretty fun. I feel like here's the thing about rain, right? You just got to fucking embrace it or you're going to have a horrible time.
Oh, you're going to have a bad time if the whole time you're like, I wish it wasn't raining.
God bless. How about this?
What about being in a canoe?
Well, that's what I was thinking. Being on the water is fun in the rain, but then you're constantly like coughing, apparently. No, then you're basically just constantly worried.
Well,
you're like, please don't thunder or lightning. You know,
right?
Because if that happens, you know, then your fucking next 15 to 30 minutes are ruined.
And
but rain also sucks when you're in the boat, though. You know, and it's like hitting you as fast as a little bullet right in the face.
Right, and the rapids are getting higher, and like, ominous clouds.
I had an awful time in Thailand riding on some crazy fucking rapids on this boat. And because I was like the biggest person on the boat, they were like, you have to sit up front. So I had to sit up front to balance it out. They were saying it was just slamming me down on the fucking, like,
oh,
on
my
fucking tailbone, dude.
And you were like, you basically in your head are like, it's up to me to save all these people.
Well, no, that's what I thought. And then on the way back, they were like, okay, go to the front again. I was like, fuck y'all. There's a bunch of y'all here. Like two or three of y'all can go into the place of me. And they're like, nice. You're the biggest. I was like, no, I'm not going. I rode on that on the way here. I'm not going there on the way back. People were like, man, getting pouty. A couple people were like, well, I'll go do it. And I was like, you guys were going to tell me, like, I was just supposed to like, I'll go do it. And you're like, I'll go do it. What the fuck is wrong with people, man?
Nice. I like how you were just done with their bullshit.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you can't fucking put up with it.
But you felt morally inclined, though, the first time, right?
Well, no, the first time I was just like, yeah, you know, I'll take one for the team. Like, I'm used to Thailand. All these people are on vacation, you know. Like, I want right. them to think it's incredible. I understand sometimes you got to make shit work in Thailand. You got to help the locals. But, dude, I'm not one of the fucking people who's getting paid. And so here's the other thing. I did – when we got to the – when I got to the place to get on the boat to go on this boat trip that day, I did forget my ticket. So they had to take me on my word that I was supposed to be there. They're like, we're looking for two more people.
Oh, wow.
You're two people without a ticket saying you're supposed to be on here, but there is no actual proof. So, you know, like people were, I feel like people were like, well, since
oh,
you're the
so
one.
You were like a lesser person
yeah,
in everyone's
exactly,
eyes.
Yeah, exactly. Because I fucking forgot my goddamn ticket on the other side.
Like,
of
hey,
the
dude,
beach.
We know you're not supposed to be on this boat.
Yeah, dude. Fuck, you know, animals. All right. Well, we talked about what would be fun for two guys to do. What about two girls? Like, not you know, just two female friends. What do you think they'd have fun doing in the rain?
Well, you know, minus all the other stuff that we've already previously mentioned, braiding each other's hair.
You think so?
I don't know.
I feel like car washes.
Oh yeah.
Making out. These are things that are good for them in the rain.
Okay.
No, not really. Really? All right. next idea. Rain song metaphors. So everybody's heard a song before, right? Nick, tell us a little bit about a song.
There's a million. The first one that comes to mind is Fleetwood Mac. Thunder only happens when it's raining.
That's the first one that comes to mind for you?
I always think about that song.
Why?
I don't know, because it's a great album.
How do you feel the metaphor works? Is it a good metaphor?
I think it's stupid, because I think I've definitely heard thunder when there's no rain.
Wait, yeah, absolutely. Another I feel like it's less likely, but you also do see like reports of lightning striking without even fucking rain being around.
Exactly. Another one like that is the Atlantis Morissette one, Ironic.
In Ironic, she mentions.
Right.
It's like rain!
On your wedding day. Yeah.
Hey, that's not ironic. That's shitty.
Unless you enjoy the rain. Unless you like, what if you've always wanted to be married in the fucking rain?
But here's the thing. But your fiance or whatever was like, no, we'll never have an outdoor wedding in the rain. The weather's going to be perfect. And he was like dead set on it.
Then that would be a really good song.
Yeah. All right. Now, how about some of these other ones that we're seeing here? First one on this list that we're pulling down from Quora, Chocolate Ray by Tay Zonde. Chocolate Rain by Tay Zonde. Do you remember this song?
Rain. I don't think I've heard it. Do you know the song?
Yeah. So, well, basically, it's just him listing off a whole bunch of random bullshit sentences. And then he says, Chocolate Rain. Something. I don't know. He
after
says
everyone. Oh, wow.
Yeah, we'll watch it after this podcast, and you know, then you'll be in on it.
Okay.
There is no metaphor. It's absolute shit. The song is absolute shit. Now, have you ever heard of Rainy Days and Mondays by the Carpenters?
I haven't, but
me either.
The Carpenters are just a really cool band.
What's another song you like on this one?
I mean, all these songs are good. I believe I was looking down at earlier. Oh, yeah. No Rain, Blind Melon. That's definitely a song I feel like that is easy to think about when you think about rain songs.
So how do you feel the metaphor holds up?
I'm trying to think how the song goes right now.
I have no idea. But I feel like it's in the 90s, so probably pretty weak, right?
When there's no rain. I don't know what he says.
Bam, bam, is that like
your banana? Yeah, yeah, you're, that's your close.
All right, well, you know, we don't want to, in case I did just do it right, don't want to mean to infringe on any copyrights.
Oh, don't want to infringe any copyrights, definitely.
Shout out to copyrights.
When there's no rain. All right, I'm giving up.
All right, well, how about some of these, are any of these other fucking songs? What about a Rain, Rain, Go Away, Come Again Another Day? What do you think about that song? Little Nick wants to play Rain, Rain, Go Away.
That was a pretty accurate metaphor, or not even metaphor, just message, because...
Yeah, but I feel like, you know...
You could still play in the rain, though.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Why? Yeah. I know people put such a negative perspective on rain, and then, like, people, you know, and then, well, you have these people who grow up, and they're like, I don't like it when it rains. It gets me all sad. It's like, that's some parenting, not, you know, properly showing you what how great rain is.
But we have really good towels nowadays.
Yeah, I feel like it is a perspective thing. Shout out to Priya for teaching me to understand and enjoy being in rain. It took me until I was like 24.
Oh, wow, there you go.
It wasn't until 24 that I really understood enjoying. I had fun in the rain before, but it wasn't until then that I learned that I could always enjoy being in the rain.
What about GNR, Guns N' Roses, November Rain?
Well, that's probably, you know, that's like with, I don't know. A lot of people might say that's the best one. I'm more of a Purple Rain.
Oh,
fan,
definitely. By far.
Yeah, so I'm pretty much convinced we just killed that. How about next, Nick? We're going to move on to singing. Singing in the Rain.
Singing in the Rain is one of my favorite musicals, one of my favorite movies.
Well, but
of all time.
And I was thinking, though, maybe, you know, a lot of young people probably aren't watching it because it's not very relevant. What could we do, Nick, to make this?
We're going
to
revamp it, right?
If we retitled this, first of all, let's get a new title, okay? So let's revamp Singing in the Rain, new title.
First two that come to mind, twerking.
We're just brainstorming here.
I'm doing Breaking in the Rain or Twerking in the Rain.
So would you be referring to Breakdancing in the Rain?
That's right. But I think that might be a little dated already.
Oh, God, but I feel like it is dated. But have you ever noticed that dancing movies actually never go out of style?
And they never go out in the rain either.
Breakdancing movies in the rain are huge. I feel like Step Up 2 or something has like a shot of this whole dance happening in the rain.
Not as big as Breaking in the Rain is going to be.
All right, so you got Breaking and what? And Twerking?
Twerking.
You know, I'm seeing more like texting.
Texting in the rain, okay.
Yeah, texting, probably tweeting. I believe that was something you said earlier.
Whoa, okay, tweeting. Okay, that actually, I think that's the better idea because the movie is actually about like sound and color films replacing the old school silent movies.
All right.
And it's all about these, like this one actress who's kind of the villain. She's this talented silent film actress, but she has this terrible voice. And,
right.
But maybe there could be something with how new technology is replacing old technology, but shown through breakdancing is the medium, but it's like tweeting in the rain.
So it will be tweeting in the rain. Twitter will probably have like a sizable, marketing aspect in
uh-huh.
it. But I'm pretty sure we're gonna need to include all these other ones. We're gonna have breakdance. We're gonna have twerking. We're gonna have texting.
We're going to have some hip-hop ballads.
But I think tweeting in the rain, dude, what teenager is not going to go see that?
Well, it's going to have to have a damn good cast.
Oh, my goodness. Nick,
an amazing choreography.
Who are some of the original cast? Guys, again, we're talking about rain here. Who are some of the original cast members of Singing in the Rain?
Well, it's really all about Gene Kelly and Donald O'Connor. They're like the two.
I believe those are our two leading male.
Yeah, those are the two dudes. Okay. And they have some great dance numbers in the movie.
Absolutely wonderful ones, I imagine.
Great songs. Debbie Reynolds is fantastic. She's the leading lady. So it's mainly like a leading lady, but then there is that
What about Jean Hagen?
Yeah, she's sort of the villain character.
Is she sexy?
I believe. No, not really.
Is she attractive?
Kind Let's of. Let's
give,
yeah.
her a click. Let's take a look at old Jean Hagen. If we have any older listeners in who want to write us about Jean Hagen, feel free to post on our Facebook, Nick and Garland's Brown Bag Podcast Show.
Oh, wait. She might be the actual... Hold on. Maybe it's Debbie Reynolds who... I can't remember which
All you can look at her as old is, did the other one die young? You know, this is starting to get depressing.
This is. Well, let's think about our cast.
Yeah, so let's recast this. We got two male leads. We got Gene Kelly, who's a drop-dead gorgeous man. And what's old Donald O'Connor look like there?
He's like your classic side man, like good jawline, but, you know, he's not.
All right, so my first thought that comes to mind is Seth Rogen, James Franco.
Good God, that's fantastic.
But also, I feel like with that, you got to take into account Zac Efron and a little Davey Franco.
Damn, those are all really good.
What are you bringing to the table?
So, I'm actually feeling like a Channing Tatum in the Gene Kelly role.
Okay, Channing, right.
I mean, I just think he could pull off the dance numbers and make them really physically demanding.
Okay.
And... and then for the Donald O'Connor part, I'm thinking that's like going to be like an Alan Tudyk, basically.
An Alan Tudyk to Channing Tatum.
And they're going
to
have these like great dance numbers.
I don't know if Alan's the right one.
Oh, you're right,
Channing.
Though.
He's too old.
Right. He's too old.
What about, who's like a Bruno Mars?
We're putting Bruno Mars in the movie?
We're putting Bruno Mars in the movie.
Oh, man. this is gonna be the first.
I think actually that's the duo right there: Channing Tatum and Bruno Mars.
And then we need our lady
in the rain. We need our good lady.
Who's our lady?
And we need our bad lady. Hey Nick, who's
is this gonna be? Is this gonna be Selena Gomez's breakout?
Who would play counter to her? Oh, Demi Lovato.
As the older woman. Representing right. old technology.
She's not that old. What are you talking about?
Well, I mean, I'm just saying the
how
story
old,
breakdown.
How old is Demi Lovato, if you wouldn't mind looking that up real quick?
Okay.
Now, guys, once again, this is a podcast all about rain. All about rain all the time.
22.
Demi Lovato is 22. What are you talking about? Like she's an old representing
no.
old technology.
Okay, I thought you were already moving on to the other character. Casting the older character.
Oh, one of them's older?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
One of them's an old lady. Wait, who's the villain? Who's the nice lady?
No, well, she's not like the villain, but...
She's an angry old lady?
Yeah, because she's getting replaced by the...
Oh!
She's not going to make it, and the new... They call him...
Okay,
well,
no. So, to me, would have to be a competition for Miss Selena, huh?
Exactly.
My bad then. So you,
no,
Selena's
you,
older
that's
lady.
That's a great suggestion though. That's it.
Now, is this racist that I want to say Jennifer Lopez?
I don't think so. I think this is a project that is pretty big and we're going to need someone with a lot of talent.
Dude, Selena Gomez, Jennifer Lopez, Channing Tatum, and Bruno Mars in Tweeting in the Rain.
Can you say, but... I can also see where we might need like a whole nother title, not even related to Singing in the Rain, but it is the Singing in the Rain story, just updated for modern times.
All right. Well, Hollywood, get at us.
Get at us. We're writing it.
So, next idea, rain pain. Anybody ever get those pains where the rain or some weather's coming and you feel pain? Probably not because hopefully you're not... Too old. But if you are
suffering from,
if you're not suffering from
arthritic
that,
knees,
yeah. Look, it's just here's the thing. If you're suffering from that, write to us. You can send us an email, in fact, directly at brownbagpodcastshow@gmail.com, and we'll definitely get back at you. Have we ever not responded to an email from a fan?
Not that I can recall,
or from an enemy. Definitely from an enemy.
We're pretty good at it.
Yeah. But what we're talking about, like we said, is rain pain.
Rain pain.
So this is when you feel pain when rain's coming in. Nick, it's like a superpower.
It's basically a superpower. I think where I'm going to go with it, or do you want to go first?
Well, we haven't said what it is, what we're doing. We're just
Yeah, we did. We said no. If you get it's like when you get the knee pain, this is you get to decide
we didn't say that yet.
The pain for.
All we said was that it's like a superpower.
Okay.
So what we're gonna I was just trying to make the transition smooth for him.
I like to jerk him. I like to jerk the baby right out of the car seat and like time for the fun ride.
We're going 6 to 5. All right. So anyways, you feel the pain. It's like a superhero power. That's what Nick said, at least. Now he's acting like he never said anything like this. But what if you could feel a pain when something was approaching as some type of superpower or some natural occurrence as it is with some of these rain people? Nick, what would you wish to be able to sense through a pain in your knee or a joint?
I would like to be able to like just sense if someone's lying. Like I'm talking to him and then all of a sudden my knee just goes out on me.
Right.
You know, oh God. You know, and I'm like falling over and the thing is it, like eventually everybody would know about it. So like if I ever fell down on him while I was talking to him, they'd be like, "Oh God, you know I'm lying, don't you?"
Oh man.
Just like I'm like
you could never tell anybody about your power then if you wanted to
maintain it, yeah.
But people would be like, God, every time I lie around Nick, he just falls. It's like it crushes him. And how does he know? I don't get it.
The secret would get out somehow.
I'd like to be able to avoid, like, anybody who's going to...
Where's this going?
Come to you with an idea
okay.
that they're going to be so strongly for... that they can't even see the other side of the argument.
Nice, yeah.
I just want those kind of... And they're going to try to talk to you about something. Not that... I'm fine. If somebody's like that, fine. But I just don't want to talk to them about some of that kind of bullshit.
I thought you were going to talk about the old man who approaches on the bicycle, the way you started that.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Or proselytizing old men who are trying to proselytize their own wives... beautiful view of the world,
right?
Because he was an amazing man. So well yesterday me and Nick were walking down our sidewalk and all of a sudden this man who looked like he must have been in his 70s, right?
He was old, but he's on his bike. He's got his bike outfit on.
Yeah, he's got
the
a
whole
outfit, like where it looks like he's got a sponsor or whatever. He's got the rainbow sunglasses so you can't see him. He goes, What does he say? Let me stop you.
Gentlemen, I'm going to stop you for a moment.
It won't take more than 60 seconds. I didn't even know.
He pulls his car over. He's the pasture. I mean, not his car, his bike. His vehicle over right in front of us, though, on the sidewalk.
Not his vehicle, his bike. Not in front of us, just at the front part of that driveway, not quite in front of the sidewalk we're on. But he said, let me talk to you. It won't take more than 60 seconds before I'm finished.
Gentlemen, do you read the church sign down the road?
I thought the dude though was talking on a Bluetooth device and was prepared to continue walking. You though were like,
yeah, that's true. I stopped. He
you like
me.
Grabbed my arm. You're like, Nick. You're like, Garland, not now. We have to listen.
Yeah, it was. It seemed urgent, but the guy asked us if we read the church sign down the street.
He's like, hey, do you ever read that sign in front of the church? We said. I said sometimes.
Yeah, Garland said sometimes. I was like, I don't really pay attention to it.
And Nick said, no, I don't really read it. And anyway, he goes, well, and then he got this.
The crazy eyes.
Then he got this crazy look in his eyes. And he said, well, I'd really appreciate it if you would. And he looked around like someone was listening in our conversation. Like, it's my wife who does it. And then he like did a cackle as he backed away from us.
Yeah, and well, and then he said something too, though, like, "And proud, I haven't been doing this proudly for 70 years."
He goes, "Me and my wife, well, we're newlyweds here, and you see, we live here." He goes, "We've been married only." And you're like, count. He's looking at his fucking fingers, like with. And I looked. He had 9 fingers up. He had 1 thumb down, and then 9 fingers up. And that 1 thumb was down because he was holding a pair of sunglasses. But he had 9 fingers up, and he's like, doing his fingers. And he goes, 46 years we've been married, and I'm more in love with her today than I was the day that we met.
I promise you.
I promise you that. And he was like, bye. And he put on his sunglasses and left. All I'm saying is, beautiful message. It just seemed ingenuous, right?
I felt like we were dealing with a serial killer, and that if I said the wrong word, he's gonna break into
our
house.
I'm sure he loves his wife. But the fact that he's like 46 years and counting, saying, here's what he's not saying.
Something seemed off about that.
Yeah, you know what it was? He didn't fucking say was, also, I take 8 different types of medication in the morning and 16 at night.
Right.
Ha ha, come with me, boys. You know?
Yeah, like, if we had dug a little deeper, we would have uncovered the mystery. But, you know, we digress off rain.
Yeah, but, you know, but look, here's actually the thing, maybe. If I would have had the rain pain to avoid him, we wouldn't even have that beautiful story.
Oh,
anyways,
and then might have not been rained out on our basketball game.
Oh, my goodness. You're right.
So it was a good thing it happened.
It was a beautiful thing it happened.
Actually, that was a different day.
Hey, guys, we got to do a quick rain check. That's our next segment. Rain check. Nick, would you mind doing a quick rain check?
Yeah, hold on. Be right back.
So what Nick is doing, he's laying his microphone down. Nick's going outside the Brownback studio right now. He's going to go check and see if it is raining. It's been raining off and on here today in Decatur here in Atlanta, Georgia. So, you know, we figure we do a quick rain check, see where we're at on that. So let's see if there's what Nick's got to report. Nick, when you're ready, don't feel rushed. Guys, we're gonna have a bit of a rain delay real quick while Nick gets ready.
Yeah, it. I went out there.
Yeah.
What
was it raining on your rain check?
It was not raining.
Not raining. All right. Next, we are moving on to team rankings.
Team rankings.
Rain. Well, so this is what we're doing. These are the team rain kings. These are the top tier athletic teams
that have a rain related franchise name, right?
Mascot name, right. Yeah. Some franchise, yeah, exactly.
Good stuff.
So now we're all now guys. If you feel like, oh no, my one was not talked about.
They
like,
didn't represent my team
because this is for the Kings. All right, this isn't everybody. We're only talking about the best.
The best.
Is your microphone working?
The best. I spoke out of it.
All right. All right. So Nick, who's gonna be your first team that you put up there near the top for teams about rain?
Well, I feel like the obvious one is the Oklahoma City Thunder.
All right. OKC Thunder. Yeah, they are definitely a rain king. How about the Miami Hurricane?
Yeah.
Yep, college, but I'd definitely say that's a fair one to keep with.
Well, and there's also the
Denver?
The Carolina Hurricane.
Oh.
Which I think is a NHL team.
So we got a couple Hurricane. What's another?
There's the Seattle Storm.
Oh, the Seattle
female
Storm.
Basketball team. I believe there's also another hockey team, the Lightning. Like Tampa Bay Lightning, I think.
All right. Now, what do you think about the Chargers?
Is that a man-made electrical charge or is that a storm? That's a good question. I don't know.
You know, you see the lightning bolt on the side of the
helmet.
You do.
You
want to think one thing, but you just can't be sure. Now, is there any Rain King teams that we're not thinking of?
There probably is like one that we missed.
I don't think so.
I feel like there's definitely not like a baseball one because all those are like sunny day things. They don't like rain.
There's nothing stormy. The Mariners.
Yeah. Well,
you know, just because they go out there and
yeah.
I feel like we need baseball represented. Do we have
I don't think
a football
we have
team?
We
do we have a football
we,
team?
We no, we don't. We can.
There's no Hurricane or Storm.
We can argue about the validity of the Chargers.
You know, we're gonna add the Chargers.
Like, yeah, let's add them just to get another league.
We're gonna add who? What baseball team should we add? we gotta add one.
Yeah, just do the Mariners because you know it's raining in Seattle.
All right, Mariners
by default. That's a default.
So we got our NFL. We got our MLB. We got the OKC Thunder in the NBA. Miami Hurricane, Carolina Hurricane don't really make the cut. Tampa Bay Lightning. We'll give the Seattle Storm one. WNBA. All right, so it's time. I think we got, these are our four kings, Nick. Don't you think that's fair? Chargers, Mariners, OKC Thunder, Seattle Storm.
That's pretty good.
Let's give them a ranking. Number four.
Well, you got to go. I think you got to go with Mariner just because it's the loosest relation to. All right.
Now, next would have to be the Seattle Storm based off of popularity.
Yeah. Then you got to go, I think, OKC.
Number two, OKC?
Yeah. Just to have some controversy on the show.
Yeah, because I would disagree, but you put Chargers at number one. We didn't even know if they were fucking storm or rain related, and they're at number one.
NFL always wins.
NFL always wins. Well, it is the best sport. It is the best sporting league. Hang on, what are you going to do? You can't fight City Hall.
They do a good job of playing the perfect amount of games.
Nick.
To make you want more.
The perfect amount of games. You know a good game?
What's that?
Mortal Kombat.
Oh, that's such a good fucking game.
You know a horrible character?
Horrible character or horrible Mortal Kombat character?
Horrible Mortal Kombat character.
Who?
Rain.
Yeah.
Do you remember Rain? Rain was one of the ninjas.
Yeah, he was definitely probably the least cool ninja.
Well, he was purple. His moves were unmemorable, to say the least. I don't even remember what games he was in. So this leaves us asking, who's better than Rain?
I mean, well, basically almost every character, but
let's stick with the ninjas.
To the ninjas, I always loved Sub-Zero, of course.
Reptile, too.
Oh, my God, Reptile. Smoke.
Smoke Noob. Cybot.
Yeah, they're ninjas.
And then, of course, the best ninja of all.
Scorpion.
Scorpion.
Yeah.
All those better than Rain.
I agree. I really think all those characters could be Rain.
Can't say I'm surprised.
Did you ever play that Sub-Zero standalone game on N64?
Oh, my God. That game was so amazing. Wait, is that
it
the one?
It was tough.
Is that the one
it was a side scroller?
Like, yeah.
And you're fighting with Sub-Zero. It was cool, though.
Oh, my God, dude. What was it called? Like
Sub-Zero Mythology.
That was so.
I remember I had to go to a Kmart and look in the guide to figure out how to beat one of the levels because I just couldn't figure it out.
A shout out to Kmart.
Oh, shout out to Kmart for sure.
Dude, I remember when Kmart used to have some shit. You could go to Kmart and find things.
You could get some shit done at Kmart.
Now you go to Kmart and it's just like, what factory is sending things to this store?
Yeah, Kmart, what happened?
Shout out to what happened, Kmart.
Is that the Twitter campaign we're going
to
start?
I guess. Next thing we're moving on to, Sad Rain. So, Nick, this is this got me. Nick got this one basically started with this. The whole thing of this, what do they call it? Raining cats and dogs.
Yeah, sometimes sayings, if you start thinking about them literally, can seem really messed up. This one for sure did. If it was actually raining cats and dogs, I mean, I can't think of a more horrific, just the sounds you would hear outside, you know, the shriekings and the howlings.
Well, the blood that would be covering the streets would be absolutely terrible. You can imagine the amount of people that would be angered about property damage as well for their cars and their houses. And you have to be asking yourself, where the fuck are all these cats and dogs coming from?
That's exactly what I was just thinking. Were they picked up by like a tornado? Or were they...
were they brought in by the SPCA? Is that what it's called?
Are aliens just fucking with us and throwing all of our animals around in the sky? Like,
so, anyways, what would be a sadder rain, Nick, than cats and dogs?
Well, actually, when we started thinking about this segment, my mind went straight to Game of Thrones, the third book, Storm of Swords. I mean, imagine if it was just raining metal swords down on people.
Killing them?
Killing them, slicing them, killing their friends and family.
Yeah, that would be pretty fucked up.
I feel like the idea of literal swords storming down on people is a really cool idea.
Sad, but I don't know if that's... No, I guess it would be sad because you might have to watch it, you know, someone you like get stabbed right in the head.
Sliced in half, yeah.
Sliced right in half. Oh, so you're imagining these swords are raining and like and spinning as they fall, potentially.
Some
too.
Are, yeah.
Jeez, that is fucked
and
up.
I'm imagining there's like some daggers.
What about
in there
this?
Too.
Instead of cats and dogs, kittens and puppies.
That's even more fucked up. That makes you wanna try to save them somehow. Before, you didn't even want to try to save them. You just want to save yourself. But if they're little puppies and kittens, you want to get, like, a trampoline set up, you know?
Oh, my God. They couldn't try to, they like, didn't even stand a chance.
Try to catch them.
All right. Can you do something sadder than that?
like whales. Because, you know, whales make those sounds.
Whales and what?
Whales and dolphins.
How about whales and black rhinos? Like that's super endangered black or white rhino,
yeah,
whatever.
And elephants too.
No, just yeah, I think you only have two is the rule according to cats and dogs.
The giant mammal rain.
No, you can only pick two, dude. Did you hear cats and dogs?
Oh, you're right. I'm totally just
so whales and elephants though.
I like just whales and
black rhinos
and black rhinos, but.
And
there,
then
there
and
might
then,
be more elephants.
Well, here's the thing. When it gets cold or whatever weird shit happens in this weird temperature where it rains endangered animals, when it gets cold, it rains elephants. How about that? Does that work for you?
Definitely.
All right. Great. Any other sad rains? I mean, you know, we could talk about raining babies. That would obviously...
That would be really sad. Maybe screaming and crying the whole
babies
day.
And teen mothers. You know, I think it's
anytime people are raining out of the sky, that's gonna be a tragedy. That storm, that's gonna be a tragic storm.
You know? Oh my God! Brings to mind, you know, some of the recent accidents where that plane got shot down over Ukraine. That was probably a pretty sad rain. The rain of debris.
That debris.
Of debris.
Yeah.
And human being. That's probably a pretty sad rain.
I feel like we're hitting a low point.
I feel like it's time to go into Nick's corner.
Cue the music.
Grandma, turn off the radio. We're going into
Nick's corner.
I wasn't gonna say that.
I love saying it.
Okay. Oh.
I feel like it's like we have a robot that's in our studio.
I think I chipped my tooth on the mic.
Oh, nice.
All right, so we are Nick's Corner. Let's get started right off the bat. Where are we starting?
So,
old man.
I think, yeah, we're going with the old man.
Old man. Old
you guys remember the old nursery rhyme? It's raining. It's pouring.
The old man is boring.
He went to bed, bumped his head, and he wouldn't get up in the morning.
Well, yeah, it says actually, okay, yeah, he was snoring. Now, this is according to Wikipedia. The song is not found before the mid-20th century in the USA. It was noted in 1939 in New York by Charles Ives and copyrighted in 1944 by Freda Silkoff. It has been suggested that the verse is a classic description of a head injury.
Bumped his head. Classic.
Followed by a lucid interval and an inability to resume normal activity. Couldn't get up in the morning. Now, that is absolute bullshit, right?
Yeah.
It has been suggested that the verse is a classic description of a head injury. Bumped his head. Followed by a lucid interval and an inability to resume normal activities. No, it's about a fucking old drunk man.
Having a lot of sex.
No, it's just right. Like, it's raining, it's pouring, the old man is snoring. Why? Because he's fucking passed out after drinking all night. He went to bed and bumped his head. Why? Because he's drunk and he's fucking slopping in bed. And he wouldn't get up in the morning because he's hungover. He's a drunk old man.
Yeah, I took it.
But
I took it that he's like a sexual deviant.
That's not the question. It's raining, it's pouring. It says he's snoring. But I don't think. What is he doing before he's snoring, right, Nick? That's the real question. What is this dirty old man doing?
He's beaten off.
He's definitely beating off.
He's beating off.
What do you think he's beating off to? An old man who's in a song. I imagine this dude being bald, wearing a white wife beater with stains on it, brown pants that don't really button anymore, mustache. He's beating off probably to I feel like he's definitely beating off to bestiality porn.
But it's like on playing cards. It's like bestiality playing cards.
And he's got like a Zippo lighter with a picture on it too.
Yeah, I mean, he's a weird.
He is a weird.
It's a weird
dude. He's got a
scene.
I feel like he's got like a mohawk that he's trying to grow still too.
This nursery rhyme, it's like a David Fincher movie. Is what I'm saying. All right. You know,
what else is this old man doing other before he's snoring?
That's where the biggest interpretation. What do you think?
I think he's killing. I think he's killing at least a person.
It's raining. It's pouring. The old man's snoring. Like that's the snoring is his alibi. The raining and pouring is all the death that he's just like laying out there.
He's murdering young women. Well, he lives near this hospital where these nurses are training, and as they walk home each night, he's just going out there killing them. Well,
yeah.
He can't help but notice them, and one day he notices this beautiful young nurse with these brown locks, curly locks, who just barely poke out from under her white nurse's cap. And one night, as he looks out his window, he notices normally she walks with this group of three or four other young ladies. She's walking all by herself, so he makes some time and he runs downstairs and he walks outside. He's taking out the trash, and as he drops the trash can, he looks over his shoulder, and there she is, so he takes a deep breath and he spins around. He looks at her in the eye. She says, and then he grabs her face and he takes her upstairs and he stabs her with a knife.
Wow, you're getting all that from the phone?
Yeah, so that's amazing. You don't hear that?
That's amazing. I guess I do now. Now it makes perfect sense.
He's sleeping next to
her.
The old man is snoring next to her dead body. So.
And that puts a whole new context on the bump.
He went
head
to
thing.
Bed, has bumped his head. Yeah. That's what he's saying. Oh, I was crazy. I bumped my head. I didn't know what I was doing. It wasn't me. I didn't kill her.
Yeah.
He killed her.
Oh, man. Well, that's crazy. I think we should move on to this other thing now because the other thing is crazy, too. So it's a good amount of craziness. 40 days, 40 nights. What if you heard a voice claiming to be God in your head, and he said, in 40 days, I'm going to make it rain in 40 days continuously and nights. What are you going to do to prepare for that? So what if you heard that voice in your head?
What?
If you heard a voice in your head claiming to be God, and he said he's gonna make it rain for 40 days and 40 nights, what are you gonna do to prepare? And he says, I'm only telling you, like, you're my chosen one, blah blah blah, save all the species. He's telling you like all these instructions, but you can do whatever you want,
right?
Because it's a voice in your head.
Well, I'm gonna immediately seek help. What are you talking about? If I heard that, I would immediately go to like some mental professional. Back look. I literally just heard a voice in my head tell me that I need to be prepared for a storm. They would probably give me some medication. 40 days later would come. Things would continue as normal, and my life would go on.
Okay.
Why? What would you do? Well, oh, my God. Wait. So if you – Nick, hold on. All right. So, Nick, tomorrow, all right, you wake up, you know, around – whatever, and you start, but you're up and going at 12, okay, and you're walking through the house into the kitchen, and as you do, poof, Nick, it is I, God. All right, but it doesn't sound like me, obviously.
Right, and I'm like blinded when this happens.
Nope, nope, oh, okay. nope. You just hear it in your ears.
Just hearing it in the old ear,
just
bud.
Hearing it in your ears.
All right.
A voice saying, Nick. In 40 days, I will send a rain that will last 40 days and 40 nights. Build me an ark and fill it with all of the creatures of the world. Take only you and your family, those who are pure, The rest will be left to die in the flood. It should be 60 cubits long by, and this, by the way, is all what's in there. You know, it should be like 60 cubits by 100 cubits. There's actual dimensions given. You're given dimensions for a boat to be built, and you're said goodbye. What do you do, Nick?
Well, yeah, I think building a boat is kind of ridiculous these days. I would, the first thing I would do is look for like one of those personal submarines, you know.
All right.
Try to get one of those. I know they're probably not that common, but down in Florida, there's got to be one, you know. And I'm gonna try to steal one of those probably. Also, like, who is God, including my family? I guess I'm gonna try to, maybe steal a couple of personal submarines once I get one, so I can save a few people. Just because, I mean, if I'm gonna believe them, then I might as well believe that life would be more fun with other people alive.
So you're gonna believe it though? You're not gonna think that maybe you're crazy? You're gonna go about procuring submarines?
I mean, I'm sure I'll be skeptical, and then something will happen. Like, I'll keep hearing the voice, and the voice will prove its legitimacy somehow.
Nope.
Oh no,
I only hear it once.
Oh, okay. If I only get one initial message, that'd be pretty easy to discard, I feel like.
So you're gonna do nothing?
Yeah, I'm probably gonna do nothing. But
so, guys, there you have it. It's our bombshell revelation. We at the Nick and Garland's Brown Bag Podcast Show, if told by a voice in our heads telling us that they were God, that we had 40 days to prepare for a flood, a rain that would occur for 40 days and 40 nights, flooding the entire earth, that we need to build a gigantic ship in order to house all the animals of the earth so that they would all continue to last. Given this daunting task, we would both ignore it and go on to continue lives as normal, whatever consequences may come.
Raindrops keep falling on my head.
I think it's time to back out of this corner.
Let's back out.
And back out of this podcast. Guys, thanks for tuning in. Make sure and check us out at Nick and Garland's Brown Bag Podcast Show at Facebook and on Podomatic.
Podomatic.com.
Yeah, and shoot us those emails at brownbagpodcastshow@gmail.com.
If you're listening to the show, be sure to like and follow. Thanks a lot, guys.
Peace.